Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you. We're on the road today. We are on our way to Washington, D.C. Here are my compadre there from Chicago. And in the back is our grandson out there, Cameron. Everybody knows Cameron. And guys, we're on our way to Washington, D.C. Huh? We were up in Adam early this morning. We're on a road trip. And we're looking forward to what it is that we're going to be encountering in Washington, D.C. And it's, I guess we're already getting close to St. Louis somewhere down the road here. And we're excited about today. And just remembering that we have light, and as much light as we have, that's the time to work. Work while there is light. And I'm seeing a few friends out there already on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you guys, and Lord bless everybody on the YouTube and Facebook. So why are we going to Washington, D.C.? How is this happening? Well, it started for us about a week ago. We were at a church service, and as you know, and I apologize for going over the same territory again, but I think it's important. And the Apostle Paul told his story three or four times in the book of Acts of how he got involved in things. And about a year ago, we had a dream. I had a dream that Joe Biden won the election. He was down in the tunnel. He was walking, blue suit, blue tie. And yet there was something desperately wrong. There was something that just was not right about him winning. He was not celebrating. He was very nervous about it. And so I told that dream over a year ago on Kerm Radio and told our friends and at church. And nobody would have ever dreamed that Joe Biden would be, quote unquote, president-elect, which isn't even a fair term anymore. But the fact is that dream came to pass, and we're discovering now, you know, why was he so nervous in the dream? So I went to prayer last week. As I said, I was up around 1 o'clock in the morning. I went downstairs. I grabbed my Bible. I went to my knees. I prayed. And I spent quality time in prayer. And when finishing up my prayer, and my prayer was basically, Father, why did you show me a dream a year ago? I mean, you could have, anything could have happened, but why did you show this dream? What was the point of it? And I crawled onto the couch, and I was just stretching out, and I heard God in my spirit. I heard 2 Chronicles chapter 8 is the answer. So I read 2 Chronicles chapter 8, and there was nothing. I got nothing out of that. I thought, man, you're just hearing things in your head. And 2 Chronicles chapter 8 was all about Solomon, who had all these accomplishments. He had restored the cities. He had built a wall. He went through all these different accomplishments in 2 Chronicles chapter 8, and I didn't get it. I thought, man, that has nothing to do why Joe Biden would have won the election and what this is all about. So I quietly went upstairs. I went into bed, slept like a baby. When I woke up early in the morning on that Sunday, absolutely, first thing that came into my mind, how did Solomon come to the throne? That was the question in my mind. Because I was reading about Solomon, and I remembered the story of Adonijah. And so I went into studying, and I found in 1 Kings chapter 1, this entire story I want to share with you today, just one more time. And you know, I'm asking you to follow the word of God, follow Jesus. I'm just on my own kind of search and adventure here about what this is all about. But here's the story in 1 Kings chapter 1. And I studied this out, and on Sunday I preached it to our congregation. And I'm just going to pick it up in verse 1. And if you have your Bible, I'd love for you to take this, because I believe this is somehow connected to what we're doing right now, why we're doing what we're doing. It says in 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 1, now King David was old and stricken in years. And I just want to go from there to verse 5, because that's all about just getting a young lady to keep him warm. He was cold. He couldn't get heat. And there was no sexual activity going on, but there was this woman sent to minister to him. And then in verse 5, while all that was going on, it says, then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, which was a female, because this is David's fourth son, exalted himself. I started reading this story. Adonijah exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And I started thinking about CNN. I started thinking about Joe Biden. I thought about what happened on Saturday, the night before in Delaware, when the stage was set and everybody declared Joe Biden to be the next president. And how the news media was saying, you know, he's the next president. He's the president-elect, and went on and on. Well, this is exactly what Adonijah did. And it says that he prepared him chariots and horsemen, 50 men to run before him.
Hello? Hello?
Good morning. My question, this rally you're going to... Hello? Hello?
Hello?